We now believe that chronic disease development in adulthood has its origins from the earliest point of life. For instance, fetal development in the maternal environment is very important. There is a whole separate literature on this. We know that infancy and growth patterns into childhood and adolescence are important, as are factors in adulthood and in healthy aging for older people. At all life points, there is the potential for appropriate intervention.